you recognize this wonderful voice?
Just a little bit, yep.
We were lucky enough to talk to the legendary Ronnie Spector last year. She will be putting together Ronnie Spector's best Christmas party ever again this Sunday night at the Arcata Theater. You can go to oshows.com. I believe there are some tickets still available. Ronnie, how the heck are you?
Wendy, I am so great. I mean, we just finished a UK tour where it was phenomenal.
All right, so where were you in London? Where were you?
Well, we were in Liverpool, of course. We were in Glasgow. We were in Scotland. I mean, we just went all over the place. Newcastle, we were all over the place.
And
Birmingham.
Do you find it to be true when you perform in other countries? Music, great music is great music. No matter where you are in the world, people know it, they understand it, and they love it, right? It doesn't change from country to country, does it?
It absolutely doesn't. I mean, I can be in Japan, and they don't know it. It's a word of English,
yeah.
And they know Be My Baby. They can sing it to me in the audience. It's like amazes me, you know? And then when they come backstage, I don't understand a word they're saying. They only know my records, you know?
Oh.
Amazing, you know?
Well, your Christmas album is playing in our house every year. I told you this last year when we wrap Christmas
Mine
presents. I believe it because it's just beautiful. Nothing says Christmas more than your Christmas album. We were at the Arcata Theater last year. My husband.
I remember you, Wendy. You came with your husband and your family.
I did.
I remember.
I got to tell you the honest to God truth. Talk to the people about Amy Winehouse and how she kind of changed she changed the way you thought about things. Because when you did your tribute to Amy, my son elbowed me and said, "Dad's crying." And I said, "What?" And I looked at him, and he's crying. As I look at him, my eyes are watering.
It got pretty emotional, huh?
Oh, my God. How did Amy Winehouse make a difference in your life?
Well, she made me feel that what I did mattered. I mean, she wanted to wear hair like mine. She wanted to wear her eyeliner like I wore it in the 60s. And she loved girl groups, you know, especially the Ronettes, because of our long black hair and the beehives. So she really made me feel like today I matter. You know, not in the 60s, because she wanted to be me from the style of the 60s. So it was like a great feeling. That's why I recorded Back to Black after when she passed, because she meant so much to me, you know?
Did you get to meet her in person, Ronnie, or just through reputation?
I did, and I met her over in London, and she was so sweet and so shy. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago when we were in the UK, her mother, Janice Winehouse, came to my show and gave me her book. She came backstage, and I mean, it's so emotional. She's crying, and I mean, this is like a few days ago. I'm choking up now. And Mrs. Winehouse, she said, "Don't call me Mrs. Winehouse. Call me Janice." You know, I said, "Okay, Mrs. Winehouse." You know, but she was beautiful, and I loved Amy, and I particularly loved that I loved her voice.
Yeah.
She had her own style. I mean, of course, you have to take from somebody, like I took from Frankie Lyman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she took the style, but she had an amazing voice.
She really did.
And people don't, you know what I mean? They forget that she had a great voice. It was like my mind different. Not better than other singers, just different.
Can you explain the shot? You just pointed out that Amy Winehouse had a shyness. So how is somebody able to go on stage and entertain countless people, but then sometimes you're in a room with two or three and you can't function because of shyness? Well, how can that be?
Well, I'm the same way.
Are you?
That's why I know it's so real, because I could. But Amy, you have to remember, she was on alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
And that can, you know, performer cannot, you know. I mean, I can't drink or do drugs.
Yep.
That's my motto. If you go on stage like that, then you really don't know who you are. You know, you have to go on sober focus to know who you are and give your best to the audience. And unfortunately, Amy didn't get that chance.
Hmm.
She was 27 when she died. How young is that? I mean, you know?
She was so fantastic in what she did, but she hadn't even blossomed yet. She hadn't matured as a singer-songwriter.
Well, same with me. When I was younger than Amy when I had my hits.
Oh, my God, 17 years old? You left home. How old were you when the Ronettes?
I never left home. As a matter of fact, my mother traveled with the Ronettes because there were so many guy groups out at the time. You know, we were smothered like. So what was your question again? I'm sorry.
So how old were you? 17 years old when the Ronettes were...
When we, Well, I was 16. We were on Cold Pitch Records, but you know, we didn't make any hits with them. And then we met Phil, and that'd be my baby, and the rest, as they say, is history. You know, but we started very young.
And your mom,
Amy did too. But
Your mom was in a group called the Momettes for a little while, wasn't she, Ronnie? I seem to remember.
Mother?
Yeah,
the Momettes.
I thought that. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I don't think so. She did travel with us and make sure we were okay and stuff like that. You know, fixed our hair. You know, my mother had six sisters, so it wasn't hard for the Ronettes to have that style and all that stuff. Because they had one aunt was a hairdresser. You know, the beehive, the whole thing, and being half breeds, everything was sort of different with our look, the Ronettes looks in most girl groups and stuff. So I think that's all of that took out of, you know, other groups. But we weren't better than other groups, just different.
Yeah.
And I got, when you talk about your hair, I saw you live in action last year at the Arcata Theater. You got some big hair on top of your head, woman, and I really idolize that. In fact, The Guardian did a nice little write-up saying that you have a more relaxed version of the famous beehive, but still big enough to house a family of small animals.
Oh.
It's so funny. Someone sort of told me that because I don't read any of my reviews. And I thought that was adorable.
It is. And, you know, you do that because you want people to talk about it. It's not like, you know, you're going to be offended.
What? Wendy, that's not true. I never do anything to make people notice me.
But
even
I mean,
with the Ronettes, you know, we didn't do that. I don't try to make my hair bigger and to make people come and see what it's all about. That's just me. You know, I'm from Spanish Harlem, and I grew up with the Puerto Rican girls and the Spanish girls and the black girls, and I love their look. And that's, I've been looking this way for a long, long time.
But I mean, you're not offended when someone says your hair is big, because man, when I think back to the 80s when I don't even know how I made my hair that big. It involved a lot of back combing and tons of hairspray. Yes.
Yeah, Aquanet. I was going to say Aquanet. That saved us, the Ronettes. You know, when we wore the beehives, if we didn't have that Aquanet to keep it up, you know, we were in trouble.
Ronnie, I know we live in a digital world now, but you've been doing this a long time, and for so many years, it's just sounded so beautiful. Do you think the music sounds better on vinyl, or are you willing to accept that it's digital and it's just as good?
I think all music is good. You know, I don't mean all music. Some music I don't like.
Yeah.
But I like women of today. I care less with people that stand up for their own. You know, she doesn't try to look like anybody else. She doesn't try to dress like anybody else. She writes her own songs. You know, those kind of women I really admire today that are coming out and making their own money. I mean, in the 60s, we just didn't make that kind of money because we didn't write or produce or you know, publish. And you didn't even know that that's where the big money came from.
Yeah.
I thought it came from our live shows.
Nope. Not,
I did.
Not necessarily, huh?
Well, no, I found out years and years later. But I didn't know all of that. I just thought, you know, if you made a hit record and they heard it on the radio, people would automatically come see you and pay you. So that I never thought about royalties and writing and publishing. It never dawned on me until a few years ago, if you get my drift.
Yep.
I mean, you know. Yep. So.
Well, it's happening this Sunday night, Ronnie Spector's best Christmas party ever.
I'm going to have a ball. I can't wait. Mm. This is my second show I'm going to be doing for Christmas. So I'm like so anxious and so like happy. And I love Christmas, by the way, guys. I've loved Christmas since I was like five. My daddy would take me to the corner of Broadway and get us the Christmas tree, you know, for the house.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about Christmas I love. Santa, I was in love with Santa. I thought Santa lived on top of Macy's. And he would go inside in the summer, and then he'd come out in the winter. Because we couldn't afford things like going inside of Macy's. I remember this doll I wanted so badly. So my mom said, okay, I'll go wait online. And it was the longest line for me to sit on the lap with Santa. So I finally got to sit up there with Santa. I said, Santa, I want that doll in the window. Oh, ho, ho, lady, little girl. When you get to the, you know, when you get home for Christmas morning, I'm sure it'll be there. Of course it wasn't.
Oh, no.
It was expensive, and he was just a Santa. And years later, I saw all these other Santas. I thought there was only one Santa that lived on top of Macy's. You know, and I thought he came out, you know, when Christmas came.
Yeah.
Off the roof of Macy's, and he came out. and when the snow was snowing and stuff. I had no idea until I got older and saw not one Santa, there's another Santa, and there's another. You know, it was so confusing as a kid.
It's beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you, these songs, Frosty the Snowman, Sleigh Ride, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Frosty, just you have been on ASCAP's list of the top 20 most played holiday songs for how many years?
I don't know, like 25. I'm like so amazed because we did that record in 1963.
Jeez.
So to have, you know, to get my car now to go grocery shopping. And hear Sleigh Ride or Frosty, I'm like, you know, you want to pull over, and I do.
You crank it, don't you, when you hear it in your car? You crank that music, because I'm telling you, it's the best Christmas music.
Wendy, that's exactly right. I crank it up. As a matter of fact, I go to the side and park, you know, because it's years ago, and I only hear it once a year, and I only sing my Christmas stuff once a year. Even my regular stuff, if I be my baby, I'll pull over and listen to it. You know, because I love my songs. I gave birth to those songs in the studio. So I love them. Most people, I hate singing my same song that I did years ago. I love, every time I sing my hit songs, it's like I'm doing them for the first time. Walking in the rain, you know, Baby, I Love You. Be My Baby, of course. It's like I'm walking on stage for the first time every time. And that's the greatest feeling I get.
And as
they're going to finally hear Be My Baby live, you know, like they haven't heard me for years. I'm silly.
But being in the audience, Ronnie, you really bring it, sister. I got to tell you. And she will be this Sunday night at the Arcata Theater. My son Dylan is turning 13 years old on the 13th. And we went last year with my redheaded son, Michael. We got to meet you. And Dylan says,
I remember he had red hair. Yeah.
And Dylan says, you know, Mom, for my golden birthday, I'll be 13 on the 13th. Can we please go see Ronnie Spector again? So we will be there, and I'm bringing a couple boxes of Kleenexes because I'm telling you, I am touched to the soul.
Sure,
Wendy,
it is.
You may not have to do that this time because this is a happy Christmas show. I'm going to be singing for you, the snowman and all. So it's not going to be, you know, I don't think you need many tissues. Maybe one.
Christmas music makes me cry, and then to have you sing it, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then bring me a Kleenex.
You don't still stuff it in your bra, so I'd have to bring my own, right?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I don't need to.
No, you don't.
All right, well, I'm going to see you when Sunday, right?
Sunday night, we will be at the Arcata Theater.
I can't wait.
Ronnie, have a great show and a wonderful holiday season. We know how much it means to you, so the best of luck.
Happy holidays, everybody. I love you.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Okay, see you Sunday.
The great Ronnie Spector.
Thank you so much. I adore her.
What a nice lady.
Adore her. Yeah. You can go to oshows.com. Some tickets still available. And check out her website, too, ronniespector.com. That's Ronnie with an I-E at the end.
Yep.
I am touched. I am... Her rendition of Amy Winehouse, I'm telling you, Bill.
Yeah, it's that good,
isn't
it?
Not a dry eye in the house.
I can imagine. All right, a break, more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.